Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential. It is the end of the year, and of course, I have got my co-pilot on the beauty plane, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Oh, hello, Gwen. What a beautiful year it was.
I mean, Travis, it's just, we have giggles from our special guest. So you know what, guys, without further ado, I'm gonna introduce our special guest, and then we can just all get into recapping the most fabulous beauty and style moments of the past year. Trav, are you so excited for this special guest that we have? I mean, it's kind of like Ghosts of Us Weekly Past with eyeliner, some errant glitter falling on the face, like caftans and platform shoes. Yeah. And of course, many cocktail rings and cocktails. Of course, we have none other than celebrity stylist, author of the acclaimed book Secrets of Stylists, and of course currently the style director of CBS Watch Magazine, we have the fashion doyen herself, Sasha Charnin Morrison, on the mic. Sasha, how are you? I mean, you deserve a long introduction.
I love it. Oh my God. I need you every morning to...
That's what I've heard from a lot of people.
Like, so dish to have you just come over or just, you know, call me and say all those wonderful things.
Affirmations, man.
Everybody needs a Gwen Flamberg, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Well, you know, of course, when Travis and I were thinking about, you know, we've got to recap this year. We've got to talk about who looked fabulous, who looked over the top fabulous, who like kind of freaked us out a little bit. We thought that you would be the absolute only person that we could chat with about this. And, you know, you guys, it's been kind of a crazy year because while we are still very much in the middle of this pandemic, as opposed to 2020, 2021 gave us some real red carpet moments. And that was exciting. You know, of course, everybody is still kind of pivoting and you know, translating the red carpet for this new normal that we're in right now. But there were some really major red carpet moments. And then there were also some really, really interesting, well, we'll call them street style moments, even though street style often happens on the gram these days, which I think we need to talk about too, Sasha, because I know that you have feelings about this.
I have feelings about everything.
Well, that's why we've got you here. Now, Travis, overall, what was your feeling about 2021? I mean, did you think that it was going to be like Vax Girl Summer and then we were like depressed about it? Or, you know, what was your overall feeling about the state of how we looked in 2021.
No, girl, 2020 was a mess. 2021 is not that at all. It's sort of like, take your risk, go on the red carpet, whether you're going to die of a pandemic or have a good fashion moment. So it was just not even a thought in my brain. You know, the awards are back. And, you know, people took a lot of daring risks with their health and their fashion. They feel satiated.
Nice.
Wear Balenciaga or die.
I mean, we're going to get into Balenciaga, but, you know, before we even, I was going to try to do this chronologically, but, you know, I think that speaking of Balenciaga, like, let's just, the big elephant in the room, Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala, Sasha. I mean, what were your feelings?
Well, okay. So now it's kind of a joke because she's several memes in. She is the ultimate meme girl. Okay. So we have that.
I like that. That would be your Broadway play. Meme girls.
Meme girls.
Meme girls.
I think that, I don't know. I guess you get to a point in your life where you feel like you need to cover your head, your hands, your feet, everything, and continue that. I didn't love all the Balenciaga looks because I think that she just, it kind of shortened her and wasn't so glamorous. I think at this point, I would like to see her emerge as this kind of glamazon, but I think she got in this era, what she wanted, which is the show's over. She's a lawyer now, getting people, you know, off death row and doing all these other things. And I guess, you know, Kanye said, this is what it is. And this is because she just won an award and just thanked him for really introducing her to high fashion and the high fashion people.
Well, so, I loved that. I loved when she said, well, Kanye probably called Ricardo, Tishi, and Olivier, Rusting. And, you know, it was kind of like, well, I remember back in the day when we would talk about this all the time. Sasha was the style director, fashion director. I don't even remember what your title was, Sasha, but she was the grand poobah of all things fashion at Us Weekly, in Us Weekly's heyday. And we would talk about it all the time, that nobody would lend to the Kardashians, that they would actually have to buy all of their fashion looks. But now people are making fashion for her.
Yes,
she's been on the cover of Vogue. She is an invited guest to the Met Gala. She got the People's Choice Award Style Award. Like it's kind of interesting how that evolution has gone. I mean, Skims is wildly successful.
Because Skims is actually, in the end, wildly great. I almost wish that it's the one thing that she actually wears that works on her. You know, I actually think the product's really great. I've seen it. I've touched the fabric.
You don't own any Skims, Sasha? You don't own any? Because I do.
Oh, you do? Not yet. No, you know, I'm like, you know, I love, what do I love? I love Spanx. I love just all these other companies that I've, you know, Maiden Form, all like the old ones.
Yeah. I mean, Skims is giving Spanx a run for its money. I mean, I do think that the product is actually exceptionally well made.
Yes.
And the customer service is incredible. It shows up like 2 days after you order it. Now, I will say I happen to have very, very, very sensitive skin, but I did wear a Skims control panty when I was in Miami last week. Because in Miami, you know, you got to show the body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Yeah.
And so you certainly did, girl. You look great.
Thank you. But, you know, Skims control panties has like this elastic thing on the inside at the waist so that it's no slip, which is a very good idea for the no slip. But I still have irritation from that elastic thing. Yeah, sucky. It's sucky. Well,
I think a lot of them actually have a tendency to do that because the way that they're made. And, you know, I was impressed. You know, I just wish again that she would almost wear like, you know, that look more. Because as I said, I think that, you know, they did a smart thing going into this area and girls who are curvy, you know, between that line and the Fenty Sauvage line.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's set. I like both. I love Rihanna. If you said that, you know, Rihanna wore like a Q-tip on her head I would go and get a Q-tip and put it on my head. I
mean, well, the cool thing,
so in love with her.
The cool thing about Rihanna that I've always loved and that I still continue to love is that she's just so unapologetically herself. She just doesn't give an F about what anybody else has to say. She's going to wear what she wants to wear and she's going to do what she wants to do.
But
and
she's also, you know, she's like almost 5'10", 5'11". So
and gorgeous.
That. And gorgeous. And also just very chic. I mean, she's chic and elegant. So there is, you know, so there, we've got these two things going at the same time. And it's hilarious to me that they both have, after all of the lines that they've been affiliated with, in the end, they have foundation lines and, you know, like underwear lines. And I just think it is the funniest thing in the world. And they're, you know, highly successful. And it's wonderful. I just, you know, I just wish that, I guess everybody's kind of done with the Kardashians. So,
I don't know that I'd say that. Now let's just go back to the Met Gala look for 2 seconds, and then we'll go into we'll pivot off of this Kardashian thought to another Kardashian that has made some major style news this year. But that Met Gala look, you know, the Met Gala theme this year was American fashion and celebrating American fashion, and I just didn't really understand that all black thing. Like, I was like, is this a comment on, you know, you're so famous and so visible that now you're going to be invisible? Or was it like, you know, American fashion is invisible. American fashion is dark. I just didn't get it.
I didn't understand it either.
Ass, you'll be able to know who this ass is no matter
who. That it didn't matter. In the end, it didn't matter who this was, but you would know that it was Kim Kardashian, that she actually, you didn't need to see her face. I needed to see her face. I'm sorry.
Well,
I know that look from Balenciaga. I loved it on the runway or the runway, whatever. but I, so she's famous enough that you don't even need to see her face. I wanted to see her face, but the whole thing with the Met Gala is this to me, it's turned into such a like craziness. And you either went with the theme, which was this American thing, which, you know, which opened a huge door to opportunities that not a lot of people took, in terms of being dressed for the event. And then there were also people who just wanted to do what they wanted to do.
Always.
You know, so that there was no rhyme or reason to it other than they're going to get pressed no matter what. They don't care. We are a society right now of numbers, you know, all for the gram. And if that works, then you've succeeded. So it's a weird time. That's why there were so many influencers on the carpet.
Oh yeah.
Also because a lot of people didn't want to come out and get sick. I mean, let's be, you know,
true.
I mean, that's my big joke. It's like, you wore Balmain, you know, but you could have died. I mean, just seriously, you got to wear the Balmain, but you sacrificed your health for Balmain. Give me a break.
Well, I wonder how many people simply just walked the carpet and then hightailed it out of there and didn't, because why would you sit inside the museum at that time? But anyway, okay, so let's talk about another Kardashian and this point that you just made about the gram, because you are absolutely 100%. 100% spot on. When we're recapping pop culture and style in 2021, we got to talk about Kravis. We got to talk about Kourtney Kardashian, who for me, historically, in all of our years at Us Weekly, Sasha, you know, Kourtney was the one who would wear the designer clothes. She heretofore this year dressed, I would say, dare I define it as conservatively. She would be the one who was wearing the button up blouse and, you know, tights with her mini skirt, blah, blah, blah. Well, now, you know, even before the engagement, when she started dating Travis Barker, all of a sudden we've got like, you know, S&M dog collars. We've got a lot of skin. We've got cut out everything. We've got those, you know, slit hip pants. So what do you think about Kourtney Kardashian's fashion evolution this year?
Well, I remember Kourtney when she wasn't wearing designer, right? And it's pretty funny. And then suddenly she started to, you know, come up with these names and drop those names. And then really has in the family, one of the greatest bodies of, you know, of all time to dress. Because she kind of has the curve. She kind of, I don't know. I like her. I hope that she's happy. I hope that she finds Nirvana, not the band. I hope that she finds, I hope that, you know, it didn't, well, it was so weird because it was like between Courtney and then, sorry, I keep like blending things because they keep coming together for me in my head. I think that she and Megan Fox, like everything was kind of happening together.
Yep.
And so you have
performance art,
like Courtney conservative, right? Which is what you're saying.
Well, not anymore.
Totally not. Yeah. Well, now she's letting it. Yeah. She's like,
oh my God, she's naked. She is naked on Instagram.
But I think that that's all for show. Again, all for the gram. I think at home she probably wears like buttoned up collars and, you know, rubber gloves or so. I don't know. I think that they're all trying to find their way through not having the show. I mean, it must be exhausting to when you've, you know, ended something like that with cameras in your face constantly, you know, that you have to continuously in the way that Madonna reinvent yourself constantly just to keep yourself in the conversation. So if you have to wear latex, they're going to wear latex and it's just for a picture. And then they take it off and then they move on.
Maybe. All right. Let's talk about some like specific looks. Let's just like rattle through like some of what were notable looks. Okay. Regina King at the Golden Globes. I mean, this woman can do no wrong. She was wearing like a black and gold sequin. She has become one of my favorite red carpet stars.
Yes. Yes. Well, I love the fact that she was wearing, it was like one show was Vuitton, one show was, you know, it just like she ran the gamut.
She goes high fashion.
Every designer. And talk about like in the beginning, you were talking about taking risks. I think that she was a risk taker this year and, you know, stunning and just kind of together. And I thought that some of those looks were, some of them I didn't love, but some of them I was just kind of blown away by her beauty. I mean, she was absolutely flawless. So
and she's another one. I remember you always saying that the fit makes the look, that it really is about that impeccable tailoring.
Yes.
And I think she's one of the women in Hollywood who really get that right.
Yeah. I mean, she really has it down, you know, and that goes and because she's smart, because she actually has Wayman and Mika, they're like, you know, two guys that put her together, that have a tailor, that work with, you know, making those things fit. It wasn't a mess. It didn't feel, you know, some of the looks may be a little left field, but then, and then there were so many events that it was just like, you couldn't even, you know, focus. And then suddenly there was another one, but they were all stunning.
And now, what are your thoughts on Anya Taylor-Joy, who I think is a big new fashion star on the horizon? And obviously, so does Dior, because they signed her sort of in the middle of award season. But I feel like she has this kind of like old school glamour. What do you think?
Yeah, well, she has La Roche, who, you know, he's an incredible stylist as well. I mean, he really has an eye. It was really about his picks for her in the end that I thought were very stunning. So she's from the Queen's Gambit, which was on, you know, Netflix. And when we were in lockdown, she really, it was, everything was about her. So she was, you know, a breath of fresh air, really interesting because she looked nothing like her character in that.
I love that.
So here she is with this like crazy long, you know, Donatella blonde hair and just, you know, another one who did picks for the gram and, you know, just really interesting Dior old, really kind of old style couture, which seems to be something that she likes a lot. Cause I'm sure a lot of it was her choice. I just thought that she was a really interesting, stunning, total flip side of everybody else.
That's a good, you know, I think in a moment of like Addison Rae's, then you have
what's this, an Addison Rae?
Addison Rae, who's an influencer, who was at Mecca. Exactly. But, you know, it's like, you know, you have these kinds of like, it's so interesting because they're sort of nobodies in Hollywood, but yet they are massive in the world. You know, so it's just an interesting juxtaposition. Then you have someone come along who is like, you know, kind of has that old school Hollywood glamour. Like, how about Gemma Chan? Are you into Gemma Chan? Like, I think that she dresses so impeccably.
Yeah. The real winner of 2021 was La Roche. Everyone who he styled was just...
Well, I was going to save this. I was going to save this till the end. But you guys, like, when the three of us get together and talk, nothing is linear. Nothing is linear. But I would say that 2021 was the year of Zendaya.
Yes.
Absolutely. Every single thing she wore was perfection. I mean, like... Listen, she's got the body of youth. You know, 22, 23, like all of these cut out incredible things that she wears. It's like, you can't really wear that when you're 42. Right. But I mean, Zendaya, everything is styled so impeccably well by La Roche, right, Sash?
Right. I think that, it's kind of, it's an amazing collaboration, a partnership. She seems to be, you know, in love with, he's got a great eye. So that's very important. And, you know, he calls himself, he's luxury law. And he calls himself the architect of style. So it's a little bit more than just putting some gowns on someone. And I feel like, you know, he does promote himself a lot, but he also, I had a conversation with him once and he just loves it. You know, he loves it. He lives it. He breathes it. But he really has a great eye for all of his clients that he dresses, which is something that everybody strives for.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, what the one thing, though, that just setting him aside for a second, I love all of this, but I wish there was still more representation of, well, two things. You know, J-Lo's look when she wore Versace.
Oh, are we talking? We've got to talk about
VH1 awards. Let me just, I'm going
white
back
dress.
A second.
Okay. No, that's cool.
You know, the palm, you know, the Versace plunge. We will never forget that, right?
That's
We're
right.
We're never going to forget it. There are certain looks, and you can go back even further, right? You can go to Elizabeth Taylor always. You can go to certain
Cher, the Bob Mackie moments. Yeah, like these very visually memorable moments.
Right. And the only thing that I don't like what's happening is that there's so many looks that I can't concentrate. And
I agree.
And remember one thing, because it doesn't feel they're recreating things. And I love the fact that they're doing that and da da da. There's not enough of looks that are going to be memorable because I can't remember anything unless you.
Or is it just that the way that we consume content today is so fast and so much that your brain literally doesn't, you don't remember. There are no no real memorable moments anymore.
But
it's a bummer.
I think there is a way, because they did it before without everything that we have now.
Mm.
They did it. They masked it. They camouflaged it. They just didn't. You know, they just didn't document every single moment of the second that the thread hit the dress. You know, it's just like, I just wish that we could be surprised with one thing or two things, not 18.
One more reason, one more piece of evidence about how social media has ruined our lives.
Right.
But let's talk about somebody else.
Can I just say one other thing really quick?
Of course.
I also wish there was more, you know, body inclusivity. Is that a word? Yes.
Yeah.
That I just wish I could see more body types on the carpet. And
well, I also think that it was a year of Lizzo. I think that Lizzo at the Grammys looked absolutely incredible and sort of like a late 80s, early 90s prom dress situation. Yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah. I also loved Megan Thee Stallion at the Grammys wearing kind of like a it was, again, kind of like this take on like a late 80s prom dress that, you know, I think it's an interesting thing because someone like Megan Thee Stallion, who, you know, think about her in the WAP video, basically naked, can fashion change the perception that people have of you because she looked so gorgeous and so like, you know, classy.
Yes. And then Billie Eilish, who is a total, you know, so I need to see more of that because I just, I think what were, and that brings me back to Kardashian. And even though people are tired of that, the body is, you can relate to, I think there's a lot of people that need to see people that look like them or can be like them. Because if you, you want people to rush to the stores to buy these things, because that's what at one point, you know, was a huge part of it, that you were emulating your favorite star, you know.
Right.
You need to see people who have more bumps and curves that are really like real people. And that's why when you started talking about street style, I thought that a lot of that was really important that you brought that up because there you can see yourself kind of walking down the street with your dog or whatever in some of these looks because they're not so done. And I just want to see more body. I want to see more real looks on people and ones that will last, you know, long lasting images that we could say, oh, do you remember the time when blah, blah was walking down the carpet?
And well, that Billie Eilish as like a modern day Marilyn Monroe at the Met Gala just absolutely blew me away.
All the boxes because she also did the theme and she has the chair.
I'll remember that forever. Like that and Zendaya's hot pink Tom Ford breastplate are looks that I'll never forget from this year.
Right.
Now, what about Meghan Markle in her first red carpet appearance after the baby, the second baby? I believe it was for the CFDA Awards, and they also went to another event. I felt like it didn't fit well. Now, you know, the girl just had a baby.
Right.
However, I kind of felt like she could have done better.
Yeah. Well, that was Carolina Herrera, correct?
I believe so, yes.
I think that it was ill-fitting at the top. But that's us being critical of the fit, not the person.
Of course.
I have to make that clear. Yeah, I don't know. I it didn't really register to me as a look that I wanted to emulate.
Right. I like the color. I like the red.
Yeah.
Okay, how about that Emma Corrin at the Emmy Awards? Do you guys remember this? Emma Corrin, who was starred in The Crown, played Princess Diana impeccably. but she was sort of dressed as a starving bird at the Emmys. Do you remember this look with the hat and the gloves? And
the hat and the gloves.
Did she? I mean, there was no beak. She stopped at the beak. But like, what? What was that?
I love the gloves. That was a pure fashion moment. She's the look. She's
true.
She's the face of Miu Miu. So. Yes. That was a very prominent look of a Miu Miu look, you know, Miuccia Prada, who designs Miu Miu and Prada is probably my favorite female, designer of, you know, of ever. But I think that there are certain things that need to stay on the runway and there are certain things that again are for the gram. So clearly that stood out to you. So it did its job.
Right. Well, what I love about her is that she is a fashion star. She takes chances. She's not afraid. She will go there. So I love her. And I love her attitude about fashion. I just thought that that look was like schadenfreude. Like I was like, well, somebody's got to give us a little schadenfreude in 2021.
Yes. We needed that.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see Halle Berry at the People's Choice Awards? Sequined one piece jumpsuit. How does her body never change?
Her body's incredible. I wish her hair was a little bit better, but her body is incredible. And I think that she's just having fun.
Yeah. And you know, why not? I mean, listen,
I've got this body. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. Again, we're talking about it. I think in the end, in this era, in the end, if we're talking about it, then that is, you know, 100% mission accomplished.
Totally.
So I didn't love it compared to some of the other looks in the past, you know, her Elie Saab Oscar look. I yearn for things like that, but I get it. So I'm glad that she's still part of the conversation because, you know, that in the same thing, you have to applaud some of the people that we've treasured and loved for so many years. And there they are, you know, getting up there, wanting to, you know, showcase their look, doing what they need to do. Because, you know, walking the red carpet is a job. It's
that's right.
People don't understand exactly, you know, there's all the other stuff, the glamour of it. Yeah. But it really is part of like your job description when you appear in something that you're expected to do these things. You need to know your designers. You need to know your hair and makeup artists. You need to know everything that's involved in the glam. And, you know, it's a lot. So I give her props just for showing up and showing us that she still is fierce.
All right. People who got it right at every single event this year, Jennifer Lopez. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a J-Lo year. Like, yeah. I'll have what she's having. That's what Ben Affleck is serving up, right?
Yes, Ben looks exhausted, right? He's just like, I am J-Lo. I am over 50, and I'm going to show you how hot I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's, you know, there's an example of just being another person who's just, you know, the wheels click into motion. She's got two great stylists, Rob and Marielle, who she's had forever. Mm-hmm. She, you know, she just brings it. She brings it because I worked with her once. And she looks at herself as like bringing J-Lo, you know, it's not for Jennifer Lopez. She looks, you know, it's, she switches off into this, you know, glam, you know, Bodzilla.
Bodzilla. You know, I don't think I've ever heard that. I love it.
I think that's an old allure something. But she really, you know, I mean, she really sets the bar high. She doesn't look like a joke. She doesn't, you know, she's very glamorous. And I think, you know, there's a lot to say about that too. We need that too. We need that desperately. So, you know, even if the carpet feels like it's the dead carpet, there's still some life there that we squeeze out. And when she's not there, I always feel like something's missing, you know, like something is missing. And it's the glam. It's elegant. It's,
well, yeah, like
said,
these
it's
people,
like we, you know, she still has that look that we constantly,
but the people who you're waiting for them to hit the carpet, right? Like mm-hmm, this mm-hmm. year, Beyonce wasn't out much. Rihanna right. wasn't out much. Mm-hmm. So it really fell to J-Lo to be that queen that everyone was like, when is she coming? Yes. When is she going to show up? And what will she be wearing? Yes. And she has had a very good influence on Ben Affleck's, seems to be his life and his style.
Yes.
He looks very put together. But yeah. I will say that 2021 was defined by a couple of guys, right? So
yes.
Let's wrap this up by talking about Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
And Harry Styles. And I have to say that isn't it interesting that the most exciting fashion moments of 2021 were by, you know, gender fluid dudes?
Yes. Well, because that's ushering in something different and new. Lil Nas X, literally, you know, what a success, and it almost didn't happen, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, and it's not Grammys, it was one, the, sorry.
No, it was the 2020 Grammys. Isn't it funny how fast yeah. it happened?
Yeah.
The 2020 Grammys with Old Town Road. I yeah. remember seeing him in that sort of like hot pink suit. He was wearing
yeah.
NARS Orgasm blush and eyeshadow, and I put him in the red carpet yeah. beauty gallery, and it was the first time that I put a guy in the red carpet beauty gallery, and yeah. since then it's all about the dudes.
It's like when I put Jane Fonda on one of our things, and people were like, are you crazy? I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. It's like, this is exciting. He was incredible, and he's not a one-hit wonder, and he is really... Well, you know, I shouldn't be talking about this. Travis really needs to be talking about this because I feel like, you know, you can bring so much more flavor into
for
this
guys.
Conversation. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, you know, nothing that hasn't happened in the gay community, on the streets, in the clubs, on the scene, wearing skirts, wearing makeups, you know, Harry Styles didn't invent it. And it was just so lovely to see Lil Nas X be like a young teenager who was a one-hit wonder and then find who he was through his style. And that's what rocketed him to superstardom.
Yep,
and that right. story is why, you know, we love fashion, because yeah. just being your authentic self and showing who you are, showing your soul and what you love can be appreciated by so many people, is perfectly exemplified in Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I think that that's the breakthrough moment. And that's what like lifts the carpet more so than anything that any woman actually wore. But can I just say that he's not a one hit wonder? I mean,
no.
there are so many songs, you know, because I have two 19-year-old boys, right? And I listen. So we have the radio on constantly. And I listen to this music, and every song that I like is Lil Nas X. And it's not, he's so talented. And the fact that he can bring designers like Richard Quinn and Versace and, you know, all of these other people that he was wearing into the conversation. And then Harry Styles, I know that Billy Porter is upset about Harry Styles stealing some thunder, but it's like, okay, you know, can't we all?
Well, he slammed the cover, but then he apologized for slamming
yes,
the Vogue cover.
It was a little yes. It was a little nutty. But Harry Styles, what was really interesting to me was that I have a friend who works at the Garden, and he said at the Madison Square Garden, and he said he has never in all of his 25 years that he's worked there seen so much love in
yes,
the
that's
arena
right.
when Harry was performing. And then he wore, you know, the Wizard of Oz dress and just, mm-hmm. and then these like,
Harry Ween was incredible. I was there. I was there for not the Dorothy outfit. I was there for the Harlequin outfit.
Okay, the Harlequin was amazing. You know,
yep.
and also just, you know, the high-waisted pants, boas, mm-hmm. blazers,
that's right.
no shirts, the boots, everything. And it's kind of like, okay, so the one person that did turn my life around also back in the 70s was Elton John. So there was this, and I didn't understand anything that was going on. I didn't care. Okay, I didn't care, you know, who Elton John's preferences were. I knew that he loved me, and that was it. And I feel like, you know, I watch Harry Styles, and he possesses that kind of magic.
That's right. That's
that,
right.
And so people like that, and it's through the music, right? So it's almost like, as always, the musicians are the ones that take these risks that are long lasting and do make me think a lot about just stuff and bring us together. And I feel like in the end, because I know you wanted to close with this, I really felt like in the end, they did us some like really good stuff for the soul, at least for the
Agreed.
Fashion soul. Okay.
So absolutely. Like absolutely. And I think that we should take that message from Harry Styles and Lil Nas X and go into 2022 loving fashion, loving ourselves, and loving each other. And you know what, you guys? I don't think that I can say anything else, anything better. So I'm going to wish you all a very, very happy new year. Thank you, Sasha Chorna Morrison, for joining us.
Thank you, Travis
Cronin. Will you be my co-pilot in 2022? I hope you will. Thank you guys so much for listening to us all year long. We will be back in early 2022 with a new episode of Glam Squad Confidential. Until then, go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. And until next time, I love you. Stay gorgeous.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.